Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take a poll question. Right there on the homepage, we got a new question every week. We want to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Don't forget to check out the video. Every week we post a new video up on the website, and we'll have a new one up there today. So check that out. Having a great visit with our good friend Ulala Njinga. She's the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing. She's the founder of Yellowwood Group. That's her business that she founded, created from scratch. Ulala, tell us how we can find you online, please.
To yellowwoodgroup.com, or my personal play space, I like to call it, is olala.com.
O-L-A-L-A-H.
Yep,
dot com,
that's
just it. Like it sounds. All right, and Yellowwood, Y-E-L-L-O-W, wood, not like the wood, the other wood. It's spelled different.
It's two W's.
That's right.
Yellow
two word. W. There you go. Right together. We're talking about
just like a tree.
We're talking about women in the marketplace, women business owners, and the statistic that's been published that less than 2% of million-dollar companies in the U.S. are women owned, even though almost 50%, Ulala, of businesses in America are women owned. And I've spoken to other women who are trying to help women get venture capital. They have a hard time finding women who want to ask for, say, $10 million so the venture capitalists will get their attention.
Right.
It's still a challenge. And I wonder, you know, one of the things I wonder about, and I want to ask you this as a woman, when a man thinks about the future, he thinks in a straight line. This is where I am. That's where I want to go, we just start heading that way. We start running. We start walking, crawling, whatever, flying. We head in that direction, and we figure it out as we go along. Women have told me that ladies don't think about things in a straight line like that as much as men do, and I wonder. And again, I didn't say that. Women have told me that. Is that something that you think holds women back from thinking bigger?
I believe it's a contributing factor. The one thing that I marvel at about men is their ability to really land one plane at a time. You know, they get very narrowly focused on one thing, and that's what they bird dog and see it to the end, mm-hmm. whereas women can get easily distracted with multiple plates in the air and feeling like she's making progress, but really just wearing herself out because she's not really able to give any one thing her undivided attention.
Mm-hmm.
You
counsel women business owners all the time. What do you tell them when you meet someone who clearly shouldn't be held back? There's no reason they don't have anything that should be holding them back, and there's no reason why they couldn't grow to be, you know, multi-million-dollar companies. What do you tell them, especially if they have the ability to manage a business like that? What would you tell somebody like that if they haven't achieved their potential?
I'll give them the same advice that I had to take for myself, which is ask for specific help. Oftentimes, by the time a woman business owner asks for help, there's 47,000 problems,
mm-hmm.
and so the whole thing is very overwhelming, both for her and the person she's trying to get help from. So breaking down what you need help in into smaller chunks and being able to articulate, this is what the problem is, this is the resolution that I'm looking for, can you help me work backward to solve this problem? We tend to not do that. We tend to jumble everything together and kind of douse it, if you will, on someone, and it can just be a very frustrating road to getting an answer.
Sometimes men focus on the big picture so much that they that they leave out some of the details, and that creates a problem. Is it possible that women do the opposite, stay more in the details, and fail to focus on the big picture as much?
I think it's possible, but I do. I know a lot of women who look at the big picture of things often, and the devil is in the details for them. Because when you start doing the nitty-gritty and you start asking the why questions instead of the how questions, women get stuck just as much as men when it comes to some of those details. And so I think it can swing both ways. I don't know that it's such a hard line, because I think both of us are capable of getting swept up in that.
What do you see for women in the next 10 years? Do you see this improving in the next 10 years?
Absolutely. I see it improving because there will be more women who will have figured out that some of the key things to do, you know, ask men what they think. You know, you want an answer. You want a true get to the meat of the matter
answer. Cut to the chase.
Bump it to a guy colleague and ask him, what do you see that I don't see? Because clearly men know something that women need to know when it comes to running million-dollar businesses. I think women will also get better at documentation, that as we advance the company and as we take roles that are outside the actual doing of the business, that we will get better at documenting those key processes, especially if they're proprietary processes, so we can hand over the reins to someone else.
Olala, give us the website and tell us how we can find your book, please.
Sure. Just go to olala.com. You can find a copy of the book there. If you want to pick it up and hang out with me.
OLALAH.com. That's her first name, Olala Njinga. Thank you for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.